Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week with Cupid's arrow flying high, we're diving deep into all things love. Lots of love, Cupid's arrow. Let's get into it. Let's talk about love, a timeless, powerful, and endless mystery. It has inspired poets, launched a thousand ships, and shaped the course of history. Whether it strikes like a bolt or lightning or unfolds gently over time, love is the force that binds us, breaks us, and transforms us in ways that we've never expected. But what is love really? It's a fate or is it a choice? A spark or a slow burn? Is it guided by destiny or is it Cupid's arrow simply a metaphor for deep human longing to connect? Let's talk about all things love, a Cupid's arrow journey of the heart, and explore all different forms of love, romantic, platonic, self-love, and everything in between. The different insights, the different perspectives, and unpack the magic and mystery of love, guided through attraction and connections and different things that shapes our understanding of love, the art of building deep, lasting relationships, and the power of love to heal, inspire, and transform. So whether you're searching for love, nurturing a lifelong bond, or simply curious about the mysteries of the heart, this podcast today invites you to dive deep into the essence of love itself, because when Cupid's arrow strikes, life is never the same again. Trust me, I know all about that. Are you ready to embark on this journey of the heart? Let's talk about it. Love itself is a universal language, a powerful emotion, and a driving force behind so much of what we do. But love isn't just about romantic relationships. It's about self-love, family love, platonic love, and the love we have for our communities and passion. So understand that this episode isn't about cheesy pickup lines or unrealistic, you know, romantic scenarios. It's about exploring the many different forms of love, the joys and challenges it brings, and how to cultivate more love in all areas of our lives. So we're going to get real and raw about the messy, beautiful, and sometimes complicated reality of love, and just explore how to embrace all of its forms with open hearts. So we'll explore the different types of love, discuss the common misconceptions about love and relationships, and just unpack practical strategies for building stronger connections, practicing self-love, and cultivating more love in our lives. We all can always use a little more love in our lives. We'll be honest about the pain of heartache and the challenges of maintaining healthy relationships, but also celebrate that immense joy and fulfillment and connections that can come with love and care that it can bring. I love love. I love, like, you know, love in my relationship, love with my family, love with my friends. I'm just a lover, baby. That's one thing that I do find a good balance with, showing love and showing a sense of gratitude on a romantic level, on a self-love level, on with family. So let's talk about that. How does that show up differently, the different types of love? So there is the romantic love. There is passionate love between partners. Tell me about it. There is self-love, acceptance, appreciation, and the care for oneself. There is familial love, the deep bond between family members. There is platonic love, affection and connection between friends. Gotta love our friends. Gotta love our tribe. And there is the agape love, my favorite kind of love, which is unconditional, selfless love. And trust me, that is the key element to a loving, healthy relationship. Agape love. And then there's also love for community, passions, and deep care and connection to a group or a pursuit. So this is important to your community and also the passion that you have for things in your life. So what are the common misconceptions about love? One of the biggest misconceptions is that love is always easy, but I'm here to tell you that relationships require effort. That's right, my agape, loving, affectionate relationship requires effort, communication, and compromise. So that is a key ingredient to healthy, loving, fulfilling relationships. So it does require work like anything else in life. And another misconception is that love is a feeling, not a choice. While love involves feelings, of course, but it also requires a conscious choice and action. So keep that in mind. And another misconception is that love will complete you. That one is big. Some people be like, you complete me. I'm in love, but I was already whole and complete. That's something I learned in my early 20s that, you know, some people are out there looking for love, but you have to be whole and complete. And that's why I've had very successful relationships long term, is because I'm already whole and complete. I'm not looking for another person to complete me. So I'm already coming, you know, with a loving heart and self-love to the fullest for myself. And I think some people miss that. They're so busy looking for love, but they don't take that time to focus on their self and become whole and complete. Because when you are whole and complete, now you have more that you can bring to your relationship versus you being incomplete or heartbroken or dealing with that trauma that you should have dealt with before you got into the relationship. And that's just my key. I'm no relationship expert, but I've had great experience just being a whole and complete person and not looking for someone to complete me, already being that person. I'm her. She is me. Hello. So you have to take time to show yourself a lot of self-love and get through whatever trauma, whatever heartbreak, and just take time before you jump into another relationship and rebound. Work on yourself, love yourself, and pursue your passions and become a whole and complete person. So, I mean, I'm not knocking you if you feel like, you know, your spouse, your partner, your husband, your wife, that they complete you. But my perception is, from my experience in having a healthy relationships, that I'm coming as the complete package and I'm already complete and fulfilled as a whole individual. And you can add on to what I've already, who I am. Like, you can be an extension of that. So that's how I look at it. So that is a big misconception, that love will complete you. You are whole and complete within yourself. Love enhances your life, but it does not define you. Understand that. And also, here's another big misconception, that there is only one soulmate. That one is up for debate. Okay, how many soulmates have I had? Oh, okay. Meaningful connections can only come in many forms. So that is up for debate as a misconception, that there is only one soulmate. I have my soulmate, but you know, like, how many times in life have you had a soulmate? All right, let's get back to it. So let's go through some practical strategies for cultivating more love. The first one is practice self-compassion. Be kind and understanding to yourself. Treat yourself with the same love you would offer to a friend. Express appreciation. Tell the people you love how much they mean to you. Do not assume that they know. You have to express your appreciation. You have to express your gratitude. I'm good at that. I always, everyone around me, they know how much I value them and how much they mean to me in my life, because life is so short. So you definitely want to show that appreciation. That is very critical. Another one is practicing active listening. So when someone is sharing their feelings and they're pouring their heart out to you, I mean, like boys to men's style. Truly listen and try to understand their perspective. Another one is set healthy boundaries. Protect your emotional well-being by setting limits on toxic relationships and communicate openly and honestly. Share your thoughts and feelings. Keep that line of communication with the people you love and trust. Okay, my love is a Pisces, so he overly communicates with We said we're not talking about relationships or podcasts, but yeah, communication is key. Communication and openly and honestly, just share your thoughts and feelings with the people that you trust and show love through action. Some people can say, I love you, I love you, I love you, but love is more than just words. Show your love through your actions. Small gestures, they can have a big impact. So do that. And forgive yourself. Forgiveness is key. Forgive yourself and others, because holding on to hurts that you failed and that you experienced from past relationships, you have to forgive yourself, and you have to forgive that person that broke your heart. Let go of resentment and practice forgiveness, so therefore you can deal with those bruises, with that heartache, and deal with that emotional trauma so that you're not bringing that baggage into another relationship. And prioritize quality time. Make time for the people you love and engage in activities, you know, that you guys enjoy together. And I remember, you know, someone once said to me, as if like a guy is really interested in you, or if someone's really interested in you, they will make time to be with you. They're never too busy for you. They will find time out of the blue to do something with you. And I believe that as a fact. And I think some people miss the signs, like, that's not a Cupid's arrow. That person is just not into you. I mean, obviously there's scheduling conflicts, but if it's like that all the time and you're the person putting in all the effort, he's just not that into you. She's just not that into you. Keep it moving. That's another podcast for another day. And understand that love is a journey. It's not a destination. And it requires effort. It requires vulnerability. And it requires a willingness to open our hearts. But the rewards are so unbelievable. The deep connections, the greater joy, and a more fulfilling life. Tell me about it. Love is a beautiful thing. When you're in a healthy, happy, fully committed relationship, it's nothing like that. It's nothing like being with your lover and being on the same page and happy and living that life, and also living life on your own terms and not letting society define what your relationship should be like, and understand that, you know, you guys define your relationship and that you guys have common values. So I love that. I'm all about love. I'm a lover on all levels. Agape love, unconditional love. So the question is, what type of loves are you focusing on cultivating right now? And what small steps can you take today to express more love in your life? Because we all could use more love in our life. Even if you're being loved well, what's better than more love? Seriously, the good love, that good stuff, trust me. So think about that. Let that reflect. How is Cupid arrow showing up in your life? How is that working out for you? And listen, love is like, it's interesting how it shows up, when it's natural, and that chemistry, and that, you know, it's more than feelings, it's about action as well. And if you're not in a relationship and Valentine's Day is approaching, that is totally fine. Self-love is a form of love. Like, I can tell you, like, when I'm not in relationships, when I went through that period, which I'm like a really, I'm always in, I'm gonna get out of that, but I take time to fully love on myself, you know, show myself that self-care and, you know, spa days and just shopping and pampering myself and reading good books and going to the beach and just taking that trip, whatever you need to do, a girl's trip, a solo trip, whatever you need to do to just show yourself a little extra care. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be in a relationship. You can be good at loving yourself, loving your life. You can be good at having your family members around, your siblings. I love my siblings. They're amazing. So it just depends. Don't think that because this holiday is coming up and, you know, it makes some people that aren't in relationships feel sad, but you don't have to be sad. Love on yourself. There's love through your friends. There's love through your family. And most importantly, there's self-love. And also, if you are in a relationship and you're in a happy, loving relationship, Valentine is a day to just, you know, reinforce that. But honestly, in my relationship, Valentine's Day is every day because I'm always going to show love and gratitude and make sure that I'm bringing that good energy all around. Because like I said, when you are whole and complete, and that starts with self-love, and that starts when you're not in a relationship, you can love others on a higher level because you are vibrating on a higher level because you have shown yourself that proper self-love. And also, we teach others how to love us and how to treat us. So because when you love yourself and you have the proper boundaries and standards, like, whoever you're with, they are going to rise to the occasion because they see that you are already loved. So they have to enhance what you already have going on. That's relationship 101. But self-love is a beautiful thing. Romantic love is a beautiful thing. So whatever form of love that you want to focus on, that's beautiful. Love is such a beautiful thing, and we all could use a little more love in our lives, especially with all of the chaos that's going on in the world outside of your circle, in your love life. So show yourself that extra care, love on yourself, and remember that it's not just this Valentine's Day, but showing love should be a daily thing. It should be a constant thing. It's not a one time of a year type of thing. So show yourself that love. You deserve to be loved for and cared for, regardless of if you're in a relationship, regardless of if you have that special someone in your life. You are special, and you are so worthy of all things love, all forms of love, whether that's through your family, your friends, your romantic partner, whatever that looks like. You are worthy and you deserve that. So continue to have an open heart, an open mind, and embrace all things love in your life. I don't know about you, but I'm excited for love. And listen, a little romantic gift, a little romantic getaway, that doesn't hurt either. So maybe that's boosting my excitement, but love, all forms of love, big or small, showing that token of appreciation. I just think it's great to show gratitude. Let people know how you feel about them. Life is short, and it shouldn't just be a Valentine's Day. Just show love. Show love, show care. Bring that good energy and show your heart. Show that level of vulnerability. Go there and just put it all out there and see what Cupid arrows has in store for you this season. So ask yourself, what can you do to incorporate more love into your life and show yourself the proper care, and also show others, let them know how valuable they are in your life, and show that level of vulnerability. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real Raw, Relevant. Remember, love is all around us, waiting to be embraced. Open your heart, express your love, and let Cupid vibes flow. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.